Body Scan Meditation. This guided body scan is designed to help you dwell in a state of physical and mental presence. By doing the body scan regularly, you are assuming an active and powerful role in improving your health. During this process, it is best if you can manage to stay awake throughout the duration of the program. It is best to arrange to do it in a warm and protected place in which you feel comfortable and secure, and at a time when you will not be interrupted. It's helpful to see this time as a time that's totally set aside for you, as an opportunity to be with and by yourself fully, seeing if you can allow it to be a nourishing time, a time you deserve to give yourself some positive energy and attention, a time in which to open to the sources of strength and healing within yourself. In doing work of this kind, it's important to remember not to try too hard to relax. This will just create more tension. What we will be doing is becoming more aware in each passing moment and just accepting what is happening in yourself, looking at it clearly and seeing it as it is because it's already here, part of your experience in the moment. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Letting go of the tendency to want things to be different than how they are right now. Allowing things to be exactly as you find them, and yourself to be exactly as you are. As best we can, letting go of judgmental and critical thoughts, and just doing what it says to do, as best you can, and being aware of how you feel, of what is happening. Remembering that there is no right way to feel while you're doing this practice. The way you are feeling is the way you are feeling right now. And then just accepting it and giving yourself permission to feel what you're feeling and seeing that it's okay. Doing this in whatever posture or position is comfortable. If lying on your back is not comfortable, then sitting in a straight back chair or on a cushion on the floor. It's really your sensitivity and level of attention and not the way you are lying or sitting which is important. So now, let's arrange to lie down on our backs if possible, on a mat or on your bed, or on a straight back chair or on a cushion on the floor. The following instructions will be given for the lying down position. And now, allowing the eyes to close gently if that's comfortable for you, or keeping the eyes open with a soft and unfocused gaze. Letting the arms lie alongside the body, palms up towards the ceiling if that's comfortable, or facing downwards, if that's more comfortable. And now allowing the feet to fall away from each other. Sensing the sense of contact between the backs of the heels and the arms, the backs of the legs, the buttocks, the back, the shoulders against the floor. And slowly bringing attention to the fact that breathing is happening. Not manipulating the breath in any way, but simply feeling the sensations of breath as the air moves in and out of the body. And directing your attention in particular to your abdomen and feeling the sensations in that region as the breath comes into the body and the abdomen expands gently, and as the breath moves out of the body, the belly deflates. Just following the rhythmic movements of the belly with each breath. The rising of the belly on the in-breath. the falling of the belly on the out-breath. And on each out-breath, just letting go, letting the body become heavy as it sinks a little bit deeper into the floor or into the mat. Paying full attention in each moment to breathing, the sensations of breath, the in-breath, the out-breath, the spaces between the in and out-breaths, falling rhythmically one on the other. And now when you feel ready to, shifting the focus of the attention as if the attention was a spotlight, the beam of a flashlight, to the toes of the left foot, shining the spotlight of attention into the toes of the left foot. And now just becoming aware of whatever feelings are in this region of the body. Perhaps sensations of tingling, of warmth or coolness, itching, or moisture. Whatever they are, it's not important, but just feeling the toes as they are. And if you feel that you're registering a blank when you tune into this region of the body, then just experiencing not feeling. Experiencing what's actually here. If there's no feeling here, then that's what is here. Experiencing the big toe, filling it with awareness. Experiencing the little toe, shining the spotlight of attention there. Not moving them, but just simply feeling them individually. And perhaps now the toes in between the large and the little toes. Each toe in turn, perhaps aware of the breath in the background as you pay attention. What sensations do you notice in each of these toes of the left foot? And when you're ready, letting go of the left toes completely, allowing this region of the body to dissolve into the background, and moving attention now to the sole of the left foot, and whatever feelings there are in this particular region. Feeling the bottom of the left foot. And then now letting go of sensations of the sole of the left foot to bring focus to the left heel. At the place where the heel is making contact with the floor or the mat. Perhaps feeling the sense of touch, of weight, of pressure. And when you're ready, letting go of the heel and becoming aware of the top of the left foot and whatever feelings or lack of feelings there are in that particular region. Not so much thinking about your foot as feeling it. Letting it predominate in the feel of the awareness in the moment. Perhaps spreading awareness to the ankle as well. And feeling the left ankle. When you're ready, letting go of the whole of the left foot as you now become aware of the left lower leg. The shin in front. The calf muscle in the back, and any sensations and feelings in this region. Not just on the surface, but deep inside as well, right down into the bones of the lower leg. Experiencing this region as it is, not trying to make it any different. Just accepting the feelings that you feel. And when you're ready, just letting go of this part of the body as well. Letting the focus now move up to the knee. Feeling the left knee, the kneecap and the sides and back of the knee. And if it's comfortable, deep into the knee joint. Just experiencing the left knee. Then when you're ready, releasing the left knee from awareness, allowing the feelings in the knee to dissolve into the background of awareness. Moving now into the left thigh, above the knee, on the surface and deep, and all the way up to the groin on the inside and the hip on the outside. And just experiencing the left thigh. Noticing if there are any feelings of tensing, bracing, ease or softness, hardness, and then allowing these feelings to be just as they are. And when you're ready, allowing the left thigh to dissolve into the background. Then let's move over to the right leg and becoming aware of the feelings in the right toes. And without wiggling them if you can, just feeling the sensations of the big toe and the little toe and all the other toes in between the large and the little toe. Sensations of contact, perhaps of throbbing, numbness or tingling, contact with the sock. Just registering the sensations that are here in this region, not judging them or worrying about what your toes should feel like, but just allowing them to be exactly as you're experiencing them now. And when you're ready, letting the toes dissolve into the feel of your awareness and letting the spotlight of attention shift to the bottom of the right foot. And now including the heel and the place where the foot makes contact with the floor or the mat. Just tuning to any and all or no sensations. And when you are ready, escorting the attention gently to the top of the right foot. And then to the ankle. Feeling this region of the body. And when you're ready, just letting it go as you become aware of the lower leg. A region of the body like most others that we don't pay much attention to and take for granted. And now just feeling this part of the body as it is, appreciating it as perhaps. And when you're ready, letting go of it as well. And now becoming aware of the right knee. Sensing right into the right knee and feeling all sides of it. The front, the back, the sides, deep into the knee, the kneecap itself. And when you're ready, allowing the right knee to dissolve into the background. And now feeling the right thigh, the entire region of the upper leg, between the hip and the pelvis, the back, the front, the sides, all the way to the knee. Feeling these parts of your right thigh, any and all or no sensations. Seeing if you can be as precise as you can about feeling these sensations, whether they be sensations of warmth or tingling, heaviness or light flow, throbbing, or no sensations at all. Just sensing, feeling the thigh as it is, from deep within the thigh, into the bone, all the way out to the surface of the skin. Bring a kind and gentle awareness to this part of the body. And when you're ready, on an out-breath, just letting go of the thigh. And becoming aware now of the pelvis, the entire region of the pelvis, from one hip to the other. Aware of the buttocks in contact with the mat or the floor or the chair. And the sensations of contact and weight. Perhaps of heaviness or whatever you are feeling right now. Becoming aware of the region of the genitals and whatever sensations or lack of sensations you are experiencing in this region. Becoming aware of the hips themselves. And now feeling the entirety of the hips. And when you're ready, releasing the pelvis from awareness, and now totally present in each moment. Content to just be, and to just be right here as you are, in this moment. Now directing the attention to the lower back, an area of the body that sometimes can hold some tension. And just experiencing whatever sensations are here. Perhaps sensations of some intensity, pressure, tightness. For the moment, just experiencing the back as it is, letting any pressure, tightness or tension, any holding on or any intensity, just to be there as you sense this area with a kind and gentle attention. When you're ready, releasing this area from awareness and moving up into the area of the upper back. And just feeling the sensations in this region. Perhaps feeling the ribcage in back and in front expanding on the in-breath. The ribs being in back as well as in front, coming all the way around the spine. Any tension or tightness or reservoirs of tightness or discomfort in the upper back region or central back region. Just allowing them to dissolve. And now allowing the attention to shift to the belly again, and feeling the gentle rise and fall of the belly as breathing occurs. Just allowing the awareness to expand from the belly and the front of the body to the chest. Perhaps feeling the movements of the diaphragm and for a moment feeling the chest as it expands on the in-breath and then contracts on the out-breath. If you can, tuning to the rhythmic breathing of the heart within the chest, feeling it if you can. Perhaps experiencing the lungs expanding on either side of the heart. Just experiencing the chest and belly as you lie or sit here, and the muscles of the chest wall, the whole of the front of the body. When you're ready, letting this region be as you move attention to your left fingertips. Just becoming aware of the sensations now in the tips of the left fingers and thumb. And you may feel some pulsations from the blood flow, dampness or temperature, warmth, coolness, or something else. Perhaps throbbing, pulsations, lack of sensations. Just feeling the left fingers and the thumb, the insides of them and the backs of the fingers, right out to the tips, right into the bones. And now broadening the field of awareness to include the palm of the left hand and the back of the hand. Including the wrist. Perhaps picking up the pulsations here as the blood flows to and from your hands. And now becoming aware of the forearms. And the elbows. Deep into the elbow. The front, the back, the sides of the elbow. Any and all or no sensations here. Regardless of discomfort or problems with one region or another, just experiencing the left elbow. If you find that the attention has wandered off the sensations of the body, in this case, of sensations in the left elbow, just noticing where the attention has gone and simply and firmly escorting it back to the sensations that we're paying attention to, in this case, the left elbow. And now allowing the field of awareness to include the upper arm, right up into the left armpit and the left shoulder. Shoulders can be a reservoir of tension for many of us, accumulated tension and often the cause of some pain and perhaps some neck problems. In this moment, just simply feeling the sensations in the shoulder. If there's any tension, just letting it be there. Perhaps noticing any reactions or thoughts associated with it, and just letting those to be there as well. Just being present in each moment, letting go of whatever thoughts come up or whatever impulses to move or to do something else, and just experiencing the sensations in this moment. Right now, it's in the left shoulder. And now moving the spotlight of attention down the right arm, down to the fingers and thumb of the right hand. Feeling the pulsations from the blood flow, or warmth, or some other sensation. Feeling the fingers, the insides, and the backs, and deep into the fingers themselves. Right out to the tips. And letting the field of awareness expand to include the palm of the right hand. And now, the back of the right hand. And the wrist. Perhaps sensing pulsations in the wrists. Becoming aware as well of the forearm and the elbow. Any and all or no sensations deep in the elbow or on the surface. Regardless of discomfort or problems with one region or another. Just experiencing the body as it is, in particular now the right arm. Allowing the feel of the awareness to include now the upper right arm, right into the armpit and the right shoulder. And now escorting the attention to the neck. To the back of the neck and the spine in the neck region and to the throat. Just feeling the entirety of this region of the body. It's experiencing what it feels like perhaps when you swallow. And when you breathe. Then when you're ready, allowing this area to dissolve into the background. And now becoming aware of the face. This is another region that often stores accumulated tension over the course of a day. Bringing the spotlight of the tension first to the jaw, noticing sensations here. And the chin. Just experiencing them as they are. Any sensations right up the hinge region of the jaw. And when you're ready, letting the jaw and chin dissolve into the background. And now, becoming aware of the lips and the mouth. The teeth and the gums, the tongue, the roof of the mouth and the back of the mouth and throat. Perhaps aware of the breath and of the sensations, the feelings of the mouth and lips and cheeks. When you're ready, just letting this area be as you become aware of the nose. And now feeling the in-breath as it moves in and out of the nostrils. Just being aware of yourself as the breathing happens. Expanding awareness to the eyes now. And the eyebrows, and the space between the eyebrows, and the entire region around the eyes, including the eyelids. Perhaps sensing tension or ease, holding, wrinkling or ease, and when you're ready, allowing this area of the body to just be in the background of awareness. Now, feeling the temples, any and all or no sensations in the temples. And when you're ready, allowing the temples to just be as you experience the sensations on the side of the head. First the left side, and then the right side. Now shifting attention to the ears, feeling the ears, the earlobes, and deep into the ears. Perhaps aware of hearing as you feel the ears. Hearing is happening. And when you're ready, letting the ears just be. Now feeling the forehead. The forehead can be a sea of stored emotions, often of tension, anger, frustration. And if you sense any emotions associated with the tension or feelings in the muscles of the face, just being aware of that and letting it just be. No need to add or subtract anything from the experience in this moment. And now, just bringing awareness to the entirety of the face, sensing the whole face from the inside and out. And when you're ready, releasing the face. And now, becoming aware of the back of the head and the top of the head. The entire region of the head. And now allowing awareness to spread down the body from the top of the head. As you first become aware of the neck. And then the shoulders and arms. Aware of any and all or no sensations here. And then becoming aware of the hands and fingers. The chest, sensing the torso and the belly, the upper and middle and lower back region, feeling the waist and the hips. And then the upper and lower thighs. The knees. And finally, the lower legs. And then the feet. And now feeling the entire body breathing. Riding the waves of the breath as it flows in and out of the body. Feeling the breath sensations and sensations throughout the whole body. Feeling the whole body from the top of the head to the bottoms of the feet. Sensations from the body breathing. Awake and present in a state of stillness and awareness. As we come in touch with feeling complete, feeling whole as we are, in touch with our essential completeness. A realm in which our limitations are not confining, open to things just as they are in each moment, and seeing that this attitude and this stillness itself is healing. Beyond the tendencies of the mind to want everything to be a certain way, to try and control everything, and just seeing ourselves as complete right now as we are. Experiencing being totally awake right now. And as we come to the end of the body scan practice, bringing awareness to the breath sensations. Just wherever the sensations of breathing is vivid. And then expanding the awareness to the whole body. And then perhaps now to the surroundings. You might want to wiggle the toes and fingers. And slowly coming to sitting if you are lying down. Or to standing or staying seated if you were sitting. And just remembering that this state of clarity is accessible to you by simply attuning to the breath and to the body in any moment, no matter what's happening.